medical professionals fighting climate change. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner here with ClimateCast. I didn't think I'd use hospitals and climate change in the same sentence, but healthcare professionals are increasingly aware of the growing carbon footprint of the medical industry. Medical waste is a big part of it and getting bigger with COVID-19 safety protocols. Here to talk about solutions is Toya Lopez. She helps lead Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate, and she's an administrative fellow at Hennepin Healthcare in the Twin Cities. Toya, welcome to ClimateCast.
Thank you.
Okay, big picture first. What goes into the carbon footprint of the healthcare industry?
Essentially, of course, you do have medical waste, which is a pretty significant problem for hospitals. You also have energy, water usage, pharmaceuticals, and taking up about 70% of our climate footprint is just getting and transporting supplies.
And how is the medical waste a climate factor? I was a little bit surprised by that.
A lot of waste has to be incinerated for legal and biohazardous purposes. And incinerators actually emit more carbon dioxide per megawatt hour than any fossil fuel-based power source, including coal power plants. Other wastes, such as your regular old solid waste and compostable materials, such as food and paper, makes its way into landfills. And the decomposition of that organic matter also produces methane, which is pretty significant for greenhouse gas emissions.
So here we are in the age of COVID-19. Is the pandemic worsening this problem?
I would say that it is worsening the use of single-use devices. It helps keep everything a lot more sterile. However, with that comes a lot more waste, a lot more plastic waste, and a lot more electrical and metal waste.
When it comes to medical waste, what solutions are you seeing implemented by some of the big health organizations here in Minnesota?
The University of Minnesota Medical Center led the Twin Cities metro area in establishing a recycling program for sterile blue wrap, which is often used in ORs. Fairview had also eliminated plastic foam products from their hospital cafeteria and continues to collect organic waste. Pivoting to where I work at Hennepin Healthcare, we also have an OR soft plastics recycling program, as well as working on reprocessing medical equipment. Mayo has operated its own recycling facility for over 25 years now, and they're also part of donating usable medical supplies and edible food to charitable organizations.
What are the biggest climate-friendly opportunities you see in the next few years?
Yes. Yeah, so when looking at supply chain, not only do you have the transportation of the supplies, which emits greenhouse gases, and you also have the actual packaging and the product itself, which may needs to be recycled or disposed of, but the actual manufacturing of these products often contribute their own pollutants or their own emissions. So really, if we are making environmentally preferable purchases as upstream as possible, that should help decrease the overall climate footprint that we're contributing to.
Toya Lopez, Administrative Fellow at Hennepin Healthcare in the Twin Cities, thanks so much for your perspective today.
Thank you for having me.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.